You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 1st of November, 2022, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Well, I hope you enjoyed the Albion narrations that we've had over the last few days, looking at the genuine history of the original Ku Klux Klan from the 1860s, and yesterday looking at historians or hoaxers. We do have some more Albion narrations for you, which we will have later on in the year. And of course, we had Greatest Britons on yesterday instead of Real Britannia. That's because I have been away on location at the Patriotic Alternative Northern Conference. We have some excellent quality audio recorded from that, which we will have on Radio Albion. Over the weekend, we are looking at doing a simulcast with Tea Time with Sam and Laura. They're going to be playing the videos of the conference speeches at the same time as we will be publishing the audio of the speeches here at Radio Albion on Sunday. We've also linked up the audio that I recorded with the video that was recorded there, so it should be very good quality. And I think what we're looking at doing with the simulcasts is playing the speeches, and then there'll be some conversation about them. And we're also hoping to do a fundraiser with this as well, because the conference ended up costing more money than we actually make. We very, very rarely even break even with the conferences. I don't think we've broken even on the conferences for the last three. It always ends up costing us more money to put on than we actually make out of the ticket sales. So we are hoping that we're going to have a good fundraiser on Sunday as well when we publish these speeches. And I will be advertising that during the week, and I'll let you know what time it will be on Sunday as well. And of course, it was an excellent conference. And if you want to hear Mark and Laura talking about that, we had a PA review of the conference on Sunday night. And you can also find that at RadioAlbion.com. Well, today I want to talk some more about Suella Braverman. This is probably the third or fourth time we've actually talked about her here at Radio Albion, because she does seem to be doing a good job. And I first heard about this latest bit of news concerning her yesterday on the BBC News 24, on the ticker tape that they have. It announced that Suella Braverman had referred to the illegal migration problem as an invasion, using the sort of language that nationalists use to refer to the migration problem. And of course, she was referring to illegal immigrants, of course. She wasn't referring to people by their race. She was just referring to illegal immigrants. And of course, some of these illegal immigrants are white. Some of the Albanians are white. So she wasn't actually referring to this in a racial context. So the people that are saying that this is hate speech, I don't think that's quite correct, because she wasn't referring to them by race. She was referring to the migration problem as an invasion. And of course, it is an invasion. And there is another definition of invasion that doesn't actually include this military definition. And this is a definition that some of the Tory politicians have been posting online. Invasion: an occasion when a large number of people or things come to a place in an annoying or unwanted way. So it's not really even talking about it in a military sense. It's just saying that it's unwanted. This large number of immigrants turning up. But is it really unwanted? I mean, the Tory party and the Labour party, they talk about how diversity is such a strength. So the messages that they are actually sending out are to say to people that are not ethnically British or ethnically European, you are welcome if you come to Britain. We are not going to send you back. So they really are sending out the wrong messages. So let's have a look at what this is all about then. Tories warned of fireworks if Suella Braverman is axed today, as she faces a backlash over an inflammatory warning that Channel migrants are invading Britain. Well, that's good. There will be a backlash because she does have a lot of support. She is the supposed face of the Tory right wing now. And that may be a good thing because she can probably get away with saying things that white people might not be able to get away with. White people could be accused of being racist, of course, if they talked about an invasion of the South Coast. But Suella Braverman, because she is of Indian extraction, she can get away with saying these things. So, if that's the way that things are today, then I'm just thankful that we do have somebody that is saying these things. The Home Secretary has come under fire from opposition parties and some of her own side over the stark language in the Commons yesterday. And that's really sad that the so-called Conservatives are also criticising her. I mean, the people vote for the Conservatives because they want them to conserve the way that the country was originally. They want their nation to be conserved. And yet the only things that the Conservative Party seem to be conserving are the left-wing policies that the Labour Party dream up. I mean, they're just united on everything, aren't they? They're united on gay marriage, they're united on diversity. There's no difference between Labour and Conservative. And it's very difficult to get another party in there with our first-past-the-post system. So it really does seem the only way that you could get changes in place is if you actually join the Conservative Party or the Labour Party. So at least we now have somebody that's talking about these issues. Defending her handling of the crisis amidst reports of overcrowding and outbreaks of disease at the Manston processing facility, Ms. Braverman said the UK asylum system is broken and illegal migration is out of control. Well, that's just what everybody knows, isn't it? And apparently there was a petrol bomb attack at one of these refugee processing facilities over the weekend. I haven't been able to find out much news about that. And of course, we know that she's going to get the blame for this. And anybody that criticises immigration is going to get the blame for somebody going out and petrol bombing a migration centre. But the fact of the matter is, you get idiots, you know, in all walks of life. And I don't think this idiot was doing that because anything nationalist said or anything Suella Braverman would have said. They would have done that because they're an idiot. I mean, what good is petrol bombing a refugee centre going to do? It's not going to do any good at all, is it? It just gives our opponents an excuse to say, well, it was right-wing rhetoric that must have stirred them up. And I don't think it was right-wing rhetoric. If anything, it would have been somebody local that was upset and thought that was the way to solve the problem. Of course, it's not the way to solve the problem. Violence is never a way to solve problems, particularly not political issues, as we regularly say here at Radio Albion. Suella Braverman suggested only the Tories were serious about stopping the invasion on our southern coast, and right-wing MPs have lined up behind her, saying she was only speaking the truth after nearly 40,000 have crossed the channel this year. Well, I would say it's not really the Tories that are serious about stopping it, are they? Why haven't they stopped it? They've been in government for the last 12 years, and it increases every year, doesn't it? So are the Tories serious about this? I mean, Priti Patel kept coming up with these ideas of how she was going to stop it, but she didn't, did she? And of course, I have this suspicion that the reason why it's not stopped is because if it does get stopped, then the markets will get spooked, the bank will put the interest rates up, and everybody will be really upset at whatever party it is that's in power when that happens. So we'll just have to see whether she does actually do something about this. There have been complaints about an obsessional effort to get her ousted for what would be the second time in a fortnight over micro details. And that's the left that want to see her removed because she is nominally right wing. However, Immigration Minister Robert Jenrick appeared to distance himself from Miss Braverman's remarks in a round of interviews this morning. Well, that's particularly sad, isn't it? You would think that, considering he's the Minister for Immigration, he would want to support the Home Secretary in trying to stop illegal immigration. He said, in a job like mine, you have to choose your words very carefully, and I would never demonise people coming to this country in pursuit of a better life. I understand and appreciate our obligation to refugees. he told Sky News. But of course, a lot of these people are not people just coming in pursuit of a better life. They're coming here to commit crimes, aren't they? A lot of them are these Albanians. It's not to say all of the Albanians are criminals, but they're certainly not fleeing war in Albania. And yet they make up 20% of the people that are coming into this country. It's something like 1% of all the 20 to 30 year olds, 1% of all the 20 to 30 males from Albania are now in Britain. And they represent a very high proportion of gangland crime and organised crime. And they are coming in on these boats. We do know that. So to say you should never demonise people coming to this country in pursuit of a better life. Of course, nobody's going to demonise someone that's coming in pursuit of a better life. But if in their pursuit of that better life, they are breaking into somebody else's country, then obviously they're not going about it in the correct way, are they? They're going about it in the wrong way. That's like saying, well, I'm sorry for burgling your house, but I was only in pursuit of a better life. I only broke in because I was looking for a better life. I mean, it doesn't really stand up, does it? If you're going to break in somewhere, break into a country, break into a house, break into a property, that's an illegal act. That is a criminal act. If you want a better life, there are better ways of going about doing it, aren't there? So she is correct, really, to talk about these people in negative terms because they are breaking the law. She's not necessarily demonising them. She's saying that it's the equivalent of an invasion. The immigration minister said the scale of the challenge we are facing is very, very significant. 50,000 people, and the number could well be significantly higher over the course of this year, is a major challenge for this country. It is leading to the infrastructure that we have in terms of reception centres like Manston, in terms of hotel accommodation and asylum and social housing, essentially being overwhelmed. Well, why are we putting them up in hotels? Why are we putting them up in social housing? Do you think you could, if you were an Indigenous British person, you could just break into a non-white country and they would put you up in a hotel and then give you social housing? Of course they wouldn't. It's ridiculous what we're doing for these people. And that's the magnet that there is that is encouraging them to come to our country, isn't it? It's because we put them up in a hotel. It's because we give them social housing. That's the reason why they're coming here. And that means that there's less room for the Indigenous British people, doesn't it? It means there's less room for British citizens, let alone the Indigenous British. Just British citizens are not going to get the social housing and not going to be able to stay in a hotel if they need to. I mean, people just don't understand how many of these people are being put up in hotels. He said invasion is a way of describing the sheer scale of the challenge. So he is standing up for her in a way. He says that is what Suella Braverman was trying to express. She was also speaking, I think, and this is an important point, for those people who live on the south coast, who day in and day out are seeing migrant boats landing on their beaches. I think there was almost there was 1,000 of these people landing on the beaches the other day. And it's not really the migrant boats that are landing on the beaches, is it? It's the RNLI lifeboat that is landing on the beaches, that is carrying them across. It is Britain's border force that is picking them up in the middle of the channel and bringing them in here. It's not like they're actually landing on these beaches. It's the British facilities that are actually bringing them in, as if we're just providing a taxi service for them, a ferry service. Mr. Jenrick added on the BBC, it is not a phrase that I have used, but I do understand the need to be straightforward with the general public about the challenge that we as ministers face. And I think Suella Braverman is going to get a lot of support for referring to it in that way. And as I pointed out, she's not referring to it in a racial way. She's talking about the migration and the numbers is similar to an invasion. Miss Braverman has been fighting for survival on two fronts. As well as the anger about overcrowding at Manston, she is also contending with a continuing controversy over security breaches following her use of a personal email address to send official documents. And this is the problem. The pressure that's being put on the Home Secretary isn't to do something about the illegal immigration. You've got all these people on the left and all these left-wing journalists complaining that the illegal immigrants are not being treated well enough. There's a camp for them at Manston, and apparently there's three or four times as many of these people as there should be at the refugee centre, so that's difficult. And that's what these complaints are about. And also about her using the wrong phone to send an email. And that was the reason why she left the Truss government, is because she used the wrong wrong phone to send an email, which I suspect was probably done deliberately just to give her an excuse so that she could leave the Liz Truss government. The Home Secretary initially resigned over that row, but was reappointed just 6 days later by new Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who I think is trying to appease the right wing of the party, show that he has some right wing credentials. He's trying to be in the centre. He's appointing left wing people. He's also appointing right wing people. So it's probably a good move of him to appoint Suella Braverman. She is very popular. Criticism of his rehiring of Mrs. Braverman, as well as a focus on her record at the Home Office, has threatened to overshadow his first few days in Number 10. Again, that's because the left-wing press are just trying to get rid of her, so that they're going to concentrate on her and try and pressurise him to get rid of her. Last night, Mrs. Braverman suggested she was the victim of a political witch hunt as she attempts to survive the double scandal. That is exactly what's going on. They're trying to hand her out because she's not politically correct. Some Tory MPs have been defiantly posting dictionary definitions of an invasion. And this is great, really, because, I mean, Nigel Farage was criticised for using this terminology, invasion. I've pointed out that we shouldn't really be using the term invasion unless we're specifically talking about illegal immigration. We shouldn't talk about migration as an invasion because our government have invited them in. And we shouldn't refer to the word invasion if we're also going to link that with race. But she's not linking it with race. She's linking it with illegal immigration. Dudley MP Marco Longhi tweeted, "To Labour, speaking the truth is far right. 10,000 Albanians in a couple of months." And of course, that is what they say, isn't it? I mean, what was just mid-range, what was just centre a few years ago is now considered to be far right. I mean, the so-called far right views today are just the views that our parents had and our grandparents used to take for granted. Views that the government had. I mean, everything just continually moves to the left and they call it progress. Replying to another user who suggested Miss Braverman would not be Home Secretary much longer, he added, "Watch the fireworks if that happens." I mean, I really hope she stays in there and I hope she keeps her word and I hope she shows the same integrity that she had when she was Attorney General, because, you know, she might turn out to be the best Home Secretary that we've had for years, possibly decades. Former Cabinet Minister Lord Frost said last night the continued pursuit of the Home Secretary over micro details by Labour and some of the media looks unreasonable, even obsessional. It also may be understandable as a way of distracting from Labour's preference for policies that would make the migration problem worse and not better. More than 4,000 people are claimed to be at the Manston site, which is designed to accommodate only 1,600, with concerns the inhumane conditions are leading to a risk of fire, disorder and infection. Well, if they have 4,000 people that are there, why have they got all these people in hotels? Why are they putting all these people up in hotels? They take them from the Manston site, I think, and then they put them in hotels. The obvious solution to this is to set tents up, isn't it? Set up a big marquee and you can put them all in there with camp beds, and then they've got somewhere to stay, haven't they? It's not going to get bombed, you know. They say that they're fleeing war in Albania or fleeing war from France. Well, if they put them in a big tent, they're going to be safe from machine gun fire and bombs going off. What have they got to complain about? We're feeding them. That's the sort of thing that you need to do to take away this enticement that there is for them to break into the country. All the while they know if they break into the country, they're going to get put up in a hotel and then they're going to get put in social housing. They're going to keep coming, aren't they? I mean, it's like offering a free holiday to us, isn't it? Go to a nice warm country, you'll have a free hotel. If you like it there, they'll give you a house to live in as well. And you don't need to work. They'll pay for your medicine, your schooling for your kids. We'll pay for your food. It's just ridiculous. It's just this huge magnet, this huge reward that we have for people to encourage them to come to Britain. Around 40,000 people have crossed the English Channel in small boats so far this year. And Mr. Jenrick acknowledged that the number could reach 50,000. And people are saying it's already doubled the amount that came next year. Every year, it doubles. And every year, they say, oh, what are we going to do about this? And at first, they put them in this camp, this refugee centre. And now, for the last year, they've been putting them in hotels. And now they're talking about putting them in hotels alongside people that are staying in the hotel. Because what they've been doing is they've been paying like a year's rental on the hotel. They've been paying all the food costs, all the council tax, renting out the hotel for a year, and then putting the migrants in there. What they're talking about doing now is, because there aren't enough hotels left to do that, people that are actually on holiday at the hotel are going to be sharing their holiday with illegal immigrants. So people are actually going to be paying for their holiday to pay to stay in a hotel. And at the same time, you're going to have these people that have broken into the country that are also staying at the hotel. And apparently they've been doing this all along, but it just hasn't been publicized that they've been doing this. They've been saying that they've been hiring out the whole hotel, and now they're going to do even more of this. And you've got people that are calling for that, that are saying they need to do more of that. They need to rent out more hotels because of the terrible conditions that there are at this Marston Centre. Home Office officials previously warned the total for 2022 could exceed 60,000. Imagine that, 60,000 people being put up in hotels. The government has been spending £6.8 million a day putting up migrants in hotels at an average cost of £150 per person per night. I mean, that is more than the cost of staying in a hotel. I mean, if you're staying in a hotel in Britain, I would say the average price, £70-80 for a fairly good hotel. And what they're actually doing here is they're paying the hotels twice the cost to put these migrants up in there. And some of these hotels are refusing. They're saying, well, I'm just not going to do this. This is terrible. Why don't you do this for the homeless people in Britain? I mean, there's a guy in Cornwall that runs a very posh hotel, and he turned the government down. But there are others that are accepting this. I mean, you can see why, can't you? Because the government are going to pay twice the price that they could get for renting out the room to a holidaymaker. And the government are going to pay that for the whole year, alongside council tax costs, electricity costs for the hotel. I mean, it's a big remunerative package that Serco are actually offering these hotels, because it's been farmed out to Serco to find places for all these illegal immigrants to stay. I mean, what other country in the world would do that? When somebody breaks into their country, they would put them up in a hotel. I mean, I think other countries in the world would just put them in prison until they tell them what country they came from, and they can be deported back. Asked about an LBC report that the Home Secretary refused to sign off on hotels because they were in Tory-supporting areas, Mr. Jenrick told the radio station, "We are working to try to disperse individuals across the whole of the United Kingdom so that this burden is borne fairly. There's no politics in that. It is simply a matter of practicality. But that is a symptom of the problem, which is that too many people are crossing the channel illegally in the small boats, and our job is to try to tackle that. There are no easy answers to that." So again, good on Suella Braverman. She's refusing to sign off on these hotels, saying that they shouldn't actually be put up in hotels. And the immigration minister is saying, well, we need to just spread them out all across the country. I mean, this is why you get these small villages somewhere in the middle of nowhere, don't have the facilities, and they're being told, well, you've got to accept a load of illegal immigrants because they're trying to spread them out across the country, which just ends up destroying small communities, doesn't it? You end up with three times as many people in the community that there were originally when you moved there, and two-thirds of them being young, fighting-age males from non-white countries that have completely different cultures. And it just puts all this pressure on the people that are already living here. Some families are reported to have been sleeping on the floor of the Manston processing facility, which is designed to hold a maximum of 1,600, with some said to have been there for up to a month, even though they are supposed to be moved on after 24 hours. So they have to stay there for 24 hours and then they get moved to a hotel. Incredible, isn't it? Just putting them up in a hotel, and they're complaining that they've been in at this centre for up to a month because it's difficult to find them hotels to stay in. Mr. Jenrick said cases of diphtheria, MRSA and scabies have been exaggerated. "Those reports are not correct. They have been exaggerated. I spoke to the doctors who are on site, and there is a very good medical centre there with them. When I was there, three doctors plus paramedics supporting people with medical conditions," he told BBC Breakfast. That's nice, isn't it, for them? They've got a doctor on call that they can go and see whenever they like. They've got a medical centre there. I mean, there's a lot of people in Britain that have to wait weeks before they can see a doctor, and they certainly don't have a doctor right there where they're living on call that they can see at any time. I mean, do these countries where these people have come from? Do they even have the equivalent of a socialized healthcare service? I should imagine when you get people with serious diseases in Africa, that's going to be difficult to pay for. They're going to try to come to Britain, aren't they? Claim asylum and get free medication and get their disease cared for. He continued, there have been 4 cases of diphtheria in a population of around 4,000, but those are all individuals who came into the site with that condition. And I dare say there are lots of other diseases that they come to the site with as well, because they know that they'll get treated in Britain. They didn't pick it up there, as far as we are aware. They've been isolated and they're being treated appropriately. But that is not to say that I am content with the condition of the site. I am not. It's not so much the condition of the site, it's the fact that these people are coming here in the first place. That's what they need to deal with, not to improve the conditions for them so it's a little bit better for them in the 24 hours they're supposed to stay there before they go off to stay in a hotel. Chief Inspector of Prisons, Charlie Taylor, said the Home Office needs to get a grip of the situation. He told Sky News, what's happening at Manston, when I visited, is people sleeping on the floors, on rubber mats down on the floors, and then very thin blankets or mattresses. Lots and lots of people in a room, all squished in together. Very uncomfortable. The room for families has lots and lots of different families all sharing the same room. Very young children, older children. For a few hours this would be acceptable, but where people are spending long periods of time there, it just isn't. He added, it's extremely concerning that children are being asked to sleep on the floor in accommodation. That is wholly unsuitable. Well, it's extremely concerning that these migrant traffickers are sending children over here in the first place. I mean, they send these children over here so that they're more likely to be accepted and get their asylum. And once they've done that, they can bring the rest of the family over, can't they? But what they need to be doing is making it unwelcome. They need to be making this unwelcome all the while that they know they're going to get put up in a hotel. They're just going to keep coming, aren't they? It's the equivalent of a free holiday. Ms. Braverman cautioned MPs against using inflammatory language in relation to the severity of the situation at Manston, although she admitted it was indisputably concerning. I wonder if she was trolling them there. But the Home Secretary attracted condemnation for her own comments when she referred to the Channel migrant crisis as an invasion. As I say, I think that's quite funny, isn't it? She's referring to it as an invasion, and then she's cautioning the Labour MPs about using inflammatory language. Furious, MPs accused her of inflaming hate and highlighted how her remarks came just a day after petrol bombs were thrown at another Home Office facility in Kent. Well, I mean, it could have even been the migrants themselves that were throwing the petrol bombs at this other migrant centre. I mean, it's not out of the realms of possibility. There's been quite a few instances where the illegal immigrants have been put up in army camps and they've set fire to the beds. They have tried to burn the place down. I mean, this has happened on the continent as well, and in Greece they burned down the refugee centres. So it might well have actually been these refugees themselves that were throwing these petrol bombs. And they're also saying she's inflaming hate, but there's no actual reference here to groups with protected characteristics, is there? She's not saying it's a Muslim invasion. She's not saying it's a black invasion. She's not saying it's a homosexual invasion. She's just saying it's an invasion and it's an illegal immigration problem. So she's not inciting hate at all. One thing that the UN Migration Compact seek to do, which Theresa May signed up to a couple of years back, this UN Migration Compact, as well as opening up the borders, they wanted to make being a migrant a protected characteristic, which would, of course, then it would prevent people from being able to refer to illegal immigration as an invasion, because they would say being a migrant or an illegal immigrant is a protected characteristic. What they're trying to do there, basically, is make a political policy into a protected characteristic. Of course, it's not actually law, but it's guidance that all the countries that signed up to the UN Migration Compact are supposed to then bring into law. So we have to hope that she doesn't advance that at all while she is Home Secretary. The embattled Home Secretary gave her wider assessment of the Channel migrant crisis, which has seen 40,000 people arrive on the south coast already this year. We need to be straight with the public, she said. The system is broken. Illegal migration is out of control. And she suggested that only the Tories were serious about stopping the invasion on our southern coast. Some 40,000 people have arrived on the south coast this year alone, she said. Many of them facilitated by criminal gangs, some of them actual members of criminal gangs. So let's stop pretending that they are all refugees in distress. The whole country knows that this is not true. Wise words from Suella Braverman there, and she is reflecting the general sentiment in the country. Everybody knows they are not refugees in distress. It's just the mainstream media that refer to them as that, and these left-wing parties, and also a lot of the conservative parties seem to refer to them that as well. Miss Braverman's reference to an invasion on England's southern coast was swiftly condemned by opposition MPs. Disgusted, Labour MP Zara Sultana accused the Home Secretary of using language that whips up hate and spreads division. Fellow Labour backbencher Kim Johnson posted on Twitter, "The government needs to stop inflaming hate." Liberal Democrat MP Alistair Carmichael, the party's Home Affairs spokesperson, said, "If the asylum system is broken, it is because the Conservatives have broken it." Okay, it's got nothing to do with all these people that keep breaking into the country then, because they know that they're going to get put up in a hotel and a free holiday. This scandal-ridden Home Secretary has no credibility left. These refugees are not an invasion. They are people who want to build a life for themselves and their families, contribute to our society and our economy, and support themselves instead of relying on handouts. Yes, that's very believable, isn't it? These people are breaking into our country, risking life and limb in these boats, simply because they want to contribute to our society, and they want to give what they have to our economy. They just want to build up Britain, don't they? They're just desperate to build the country up and do whatever they can for the British people. That's why they keep breaking in. I mean, it's just ludicrous, this narrative that these politicians try to sell us. Veteran Tory MP Roger Gale, whose constituency includes Manston, told The Times, "I fear that there is a very great danger with her inflammatory language. People need to use their language carefully because extremists latch onto those words." So he's more concerned about her actually describing what is happening here with emotional language than he is about 40,000 people turning up on our shores who we don't know who they are. We know that 20% of them are Albanian, and we know that most of the organised crime in this country now is being carried out by Albanians. He's not concerned about that. He's not concerned about this crime wave. He's not concerned about the risk of terrorism. What he's concerned about is Suella Braverman using emotional language. A former Home Office minister said she was alienating her supporters on the right of the party. Now, that's interesting. I wonder which Home Office minister that was. They said, "It just shows what a thug she is," saying this to a newspaper. "She is facile, totally uncompassionate and insincere, hamming it up. And that's the reputation she has now. The ERG is abandoning her. It is only the dinosaurs left defending her now." So if you think that illegal immigrants breaking into the country in their tens of thousands is an invasion, then you're a dinosaur, and the public aren't with you, according to this former minister. The Home Secretary has come under pressure over the situation at Manston following reports she failed to act on legal advice that migrants were being detained for unlawfully long periods at the site. Again, so they're just trying to put pressure on her, saying you've got to put them up in these hotels. It's illegal for them to stay in here for any length of time. Well, what she wants to do is take them from there and send them straight to Rwanda. She's already said this. Yet we have all these legal stops that are being put on the country from actually deporting these people to Rwanda. So they're saying you can't keep them in this place here, but you can't deport them either. You're just going to have to put them up in hotels. That's effectively what's happening here. She was also alleged to have blocked the transfer of thousands of migrants to hotels this summer, which was claimed to have directly led to overcrowding and outbreaks of scabies and diphtheria. Again, well, I think you'll find that the majority of the population in Britain will support her in doing this. They don't want to see these migrants being put up in hotels. Obviously, we don't want these people to end up with scabies and diphtheria. But surely they could just put them in tents and camps. They don't have to give them, you know, first class conditions, better conditions that a lot of people in Britain live in. That, you know, they don't have fresh bed clothes every night, food cooked for them every night, and live in the equivalent of 4-star accommodation, do they? And yet that is what is being done for these people that are breaking into our country. In a statement to the Commons, Miss Braverman denied blocking migrants from staying in hotels, and insisted she had never ignored legal advice. in relation to accommodation for asylum seekers. To be clear, like the majority of the British people, I am very concerned about hotels, but I have never blocked their usage, the Home Secretary said. Indeed, since I took over, 12,000 people have arrived, 9,500 people have been transferred out of Manston or Western Jetfoil, many of them into hotels. I mean, that's incredible, isn't it? She's like, well, I'm putting them up in hotels. Don't have a go at me. Three quarters of the people that have broken into this country have now been put up in a hotel. Incredible, isn't it? £150 a night for 9,500 people that have all just broken into the country. And that is just in the last month since Suella Braverman has been here. I mean, she's saying since she took over. I mean, it may be since just in the last week since Rishi Sunak invited her back that 12,000 people have arrived. She said, I never ignored legal advice. As a former Attorney General, I know the importance of taking legal advice into account. She then outlined how it costs taxpayers £6.8 million a day to fund hotel accommodation for migrants and asylum seekers. Let me set out to the House the situation that I found when I arrived as Home Secretary in September at the Home Office, she said. I was appalled to learn there were over 35,000 migrants staying in hotel accommodation around the country at an exorbitant cost to the taxpayer. I instigated an urgent review. I pushed officials to identify accommodation options which would be more cost-effective and delivered swiftly while meeting our legal obligations to the migrants. So just very sensible. I mean, that's what has to be done. That's where this Rwanda suggestion came in. I mean, that fulfills the legal obligations, the legal requirements, and it also solves the problem. It also means that these migrants are put somewhere safe where they can get away from the war. And in actual fact, Rwanda wants economic migrants. You know, they're not fussed if people don't actually have a legal asylum claim. They actually want economic migrants. Well, this article, it continues quite a bit more. It's basically just talking about this Manston processing facility, complaining that the conditions there are not good enough. More of these migrants need to be moved into hotels. But I think it's quite clear that the general British public do not want to see illegal immigrants being put up in hotels. And I think most of the British public are supporting Miss Braverman in what she is saying. I'm certainly pleased with what she is saying. And it's about time we had some Conservative politicians that were actually willing to speak the truth about issues such as this. So we will continue to follow this news story, and hopefully Miss Braverman will still be in her role as Home Secretary tomorrow. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.